We'll get to some hot seat stuff in a second. Before that, our second segment is always sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. But Bex has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to BexHybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Bex Hybrids.
But when you see that yield rolling out of the fields right now, boy, are they going. It's yields everywhere. It is like a dust storm when you leave the city. It is. With the combines are going, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine the permagrin that must be on Trevor's face.
Permagrin?
I mean, just like that. Just walking around flexing, just look at this. Everyone's making ridiculous money. Everything went great this year from top to bottom. Me and Jake went out there again for
technology days,
which was, you know, like there was 4,000 people there. It was incredible. Jake had two ice cream cones, but
and he's driving a car and everybody else had a truck.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a car.
I was like the only car out there, basically.
There's one car.
That was mine.
Jake's car.
That's
the only
exactly
one.
Right.
There's Jake's Decord. Car.
A little bit embarrassed by that, but.
Yes. No, don't be.
They had to pick you up in golf carts to drive you to the, because that's how far away you had to park.
This is dead serious.
Bex has changed Nebraska. Bex has changed. Sonny. Thank you, Sonny.
That's powerful.
Yes.
Thank you.
BexHybrids.com. Okay. Saw this yesterday from CBS Sports. They do a weekly Big Ten update. Tom Fornelli, the king of the offseason, does a weekly Big Ten update just about a variety of things. His topic yesterday was about who's on the hot seat, the chopping block in the Big Ten. We know that Graham Harrell has already been let go at Purdue, the offensive coordinator. So now that's already happened, who could possibly be next? He lists four coaches here. Here's what he says could be next up on the chopping block in the Big Ten. P.J. Fleck at Minnesota. I don't see it midseason.
I don't see it at all.
Okay. Mike Locksley at Maryland.
I don't see that either. It's not even close. He's won his last like three bowl games in a row. It's at Maryland. Right. He's in the Big Ten.
Fornelli, what are you talking about?
What are we talking about here?
Keep going. Okay. The next one's right.
He says Ryan Walters.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Ryan Walters will be real simple. It's like if there's a change midseason, you have to look at it. It's like the players are not playing hard. Mm-hmm. They're not just the little stuff you look for, and so that's what you're going to look for on Purdue's team. How do they line up? How do they play? What's their body language like?
Your
All those
AD.
Little things. It's not so much the score was 38-9. No, it's like what do we look like out there?
Well, and then the other part of that is what does the buyout look like?
Yes, and that's a big part.
Yeah, and the buyout looks like $9 million, which is manageable. I don't know that they'd fire him before the season's over. They might though.
The only thing now is it is odd if the new way of doing things is that if you fire someone this way, we had to get ahead.
Right.
We had to start getting a plan for who we bringing in, who we going
to
hire.
You can get to jump. Yeah. If you're eyeing somebody and you think you need to get to jump on them, then it would make sense. Walters makes sense,
Jake.
The
first two makes none to me.
Well, Walters makes sense because the buyout is manageable with Big Ten money. Yeah. With Big Ten money flowing into your program, $9 million should be manageable. Walters, I mean, he presided over a team that had 13 penalties on Saturday.
That's what I'm talking. That's a bad look.
For 165 yards.
Is it a bad look when you're down 42-0 to Notre Dame at halftime? Is that a bad look?
On your home field.
That'll get you.
At home.
At home.
Right. Is it a bad look when the next week you didn't score? You're scoreless at halftime? Is that a bad look?
That's pretty bad.
The whole look there is bad. The defense isn't good and the offense isn't good.
I am with you.
And they missed field goal, correct?
They missed a field goal,
they
correct.
They made one.
Yeah.
Made one, missed one.
I think the first kick was their first attempted field goal.
It was their
first
attempt
against Nebraska.
That's exactly right. They had an attempted one.
He was probably on the bench taking a nap. All of a sudden, hey, field goal. What?
Seriously? What? We're doing this?
Yeah. We're doing this?
We're doing this?
All right. And he pulled it left. Okay. So regarding Locksley, why he's on the list.
Which, please.
I think we all disagree with that one.
Yeah. Please tell me what Fornelli says.
He says, that overall in the conference play, he's 14-29, meaning the Terps are winning fewer than a third of their Big Ten games. He doesn't know how much of an improvement we'll see over the rest of the season. Now, he also points out that over the last 3 years overall, they're 31-30 with three bowl trips.
Yeah,
that's pretty good for Maryland.
That's Maryland.
I think that's a bad take by Tom Fornelli on this one.
I mean, yeah. I just don't see them doing much better than Loxley either.
I'd agree with that. The last one on the list is not a head coach. Phil Longo at Wisconsin on the hot seat, offensive coordinator. Do you buy into that one at all?
Well, the big thing when I read on Wisconsin is that Fickell talks much more about their defense not being playing very poorly. And so he might be on a hot seat of some sort. I don't see it being a mid-season. That really flashes bad. And so I do not see him being on a mid-season one, no.
We cannot forget that they lost their quarterback also. Tyler Van Dyke got hurt in week three against Alabama.
And they're going with little Braden Locke.
Braden Locke.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a very ordinary quarterback. I mean, I have nothing against the man or his family.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes. But some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
He's a very ordinary quarterback.
When you just watch him, just as a whole, just the big picture, broad scope, and you just watch the Wisconsin talent level. It's not what it's been.
It's very ordinary.
Yeah, very ordinary. Very. If all of a sudden you switch jerseys with Northwestern or Purdue, you wouldn't know the difference.
Nothing really jumps out at you.
Nothing jumps out at
you. No Braylon Allen. Yeah. You know, no. I mean, they don't. Well, I mean, while we're on that subject, Jake, they don't have that big time running back right now.
Chess Malusi, not it.
No, he's not.
He's fine. But he's not.
He's okay. Back.
You see Braylon playing with the Jets in his rookie year, playing a lot.
Right. Who are some of the guys they've had rip through him?
Monte Ball, James White, Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, they don't have that.
Even Dari Ogunbowale wasn't the best, but he was good. He's in the NFL.
He kicked
field goals also.
Really, yeah.
He had to kick one game for the Texans. He had to kick.
Oh, he's an incredible person, too. But I think about this when I was there. It's like, so I'm like a running back. So okay, the third string's in. It was Corey Clement. Corey Clement started in the for the Eagles in the Super Bowl. When he won a Super Bowl.
Corey Clement was the third string.
Third string. NFL. So your third string was an NFL running back. I remember I asked Thomas Hammack, head coach at Northern Illinois. I said, if you gave Clement the same carries as White, what would you think? He goes, might get more. And then James White played for, I think, 10 years for the Patriots and should have been the MVP of the Super Bowl against the Falcons. Yes. He played so well and one of the most incredible humans, and so was Melvin Gordon. But, I mean, just think about those are your three backs.
Who was the running backs coach?
Thomas Hammack, head coach at Northern Illinois.
Okay, so Hammack was the running backs coach. Yes. Interesting.
Yes.
So I think the takeaway from this article from Pernelli is that I don't see anybody getting fired the rest of the season.
Maybe Walters. Maybe.
I'm saying mid-season. I think he gets fired after the season. Sure, that's possible.
What did I say when Purdue hired Walters?
You didn't like it.
Right. I was just like, what is this hire? Like, why is this happening? He was not, I mean, I didn't understand it on any level. Like, he didn't, have the resume. He's a defensive coach at Purdue, which has thrived with, you know, guys that ran elaborate offenses, Joe Tiller, Brohm, those sorts of guys. It just seems like what were you thinking type of hire, where you'd question whether maybe the AD should be allowed to make the next hire.
Well, we found out how good of a coach Jeff Brohm is and was. That was a disaster he went into. He was good, very good there.
Oh, they were.
And now they're
excellent.
Back to a disaster without him.
They won the division 1 year and finished second in another year.
When you played him, you had your hands full all the time. Right away, so hands are full.
Oh, 100. Yeah. And he was very strong schematically.
Absolutely.
He would scheme up.
Nightmare.
Really?
Nightmare. When we were at Rutgers, we beat him, and it was a nightmare. And it was just, we just happened to make a couple plays at the right time. That was in his early, of his first year.
Is that with Rondale Moore or not?
Good question.
I'm not sure. I can't recall that.
But
we beat him on an 11 a.m. kick. Beat him on 11 a.m.
What a compliment you just gave Jeff Brohm, by the way. A nightmare.
Always a nightmare. Always a nightmare because he'll do, like you said, he sees everything. He absolutely sees everything. Interesting story with Brohm.
Ooh, yes.
I was on a driveabout. It was a time I was doing a little driveabout.
Gadowski?
What's that? No, just myself on a
yes.
driveabout.
Yes.
And I was visiting other schools. It was when I was in between jobs at the time. And I was going to visit, I went to visit Clemson and different schools like that. Well, I whipped through Western Kentucky, and I had a couple friends there. He was the head coach at Western Kentucky. Brohm was
very successful.
So came in like that. So I'm talking to Brohm. I goes, what are you doing this afternoon? And I go, I got time. What do you got going on? He goes, hey, would you clinic our defensive staff? The whole staff will set in, like impromptu. And so we go, okay. So we came in and we met for like 6 hours and went through all their film, talked through stuff. And then Brohm would get up and we'd go kind of point counterpoint. Like, what would he do in the situation? What's your thoughts on this? What are you seeing in this? And he'd get on the board, then I'd get on the board.
Whoa.
And he'd sit and stuff.
Now,
and we'd,
that's
and
cool.
we'd, and we'd go back and forth and just talk. And I left the room going, I've been with a lot of offensive coordinators. I've been with genius people. I did. And also he had a feel for it. I mean, I left Western Kentucky that night going, whoa. And these guys got it figured out.
Fascinating.
That's a cool story.
Yeah. But it was fun. Mm-hmm. That's my thing is most time that just and I didn't know Brohm well at all. I just knew him through a different thing from when he was an assistant at Louisville. So, but I didn't know him well. Most head coaches at this time would not have been like, hey, let's sit and do this. They would be like, well, I got 1,000 things to do, Bill. This is, and it wasn't my suggestion. It was his suggestion. So I go back to, you know, we always talk about listen to learn. He was one of those guys that someone's in the building. Like, his first thought is like, some of them going, oh, cool. Yeah, whatever. I'll say hi to him. Or whenever you get a chance like that. He's like, hang on. We got someone that's been at this, and this spot.
That's Jeff.
He's in the building. Let's see what he knows.
Brohm.
Pretty cool.
And he may have walked out of there. They didn't take anything from it or whatever, but it was just, it was incredible how he went about it to be like, hey, there's someone here that might be able to have some knowledge for us.
I'm blown away by the compliment that you gave him.
Yeah, it is. And every time it's like, man, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare playing him.
Yeah, you saw it too. You could see it. I mean, the layman could see it, especially when he had that quarterback, the guy that plays for the Raiders,
Aiden O'Connell.
God dang,
NFL starter.
Yeah, he could. I mean, when you have a quarterback like that, you can do a lot scheme wise.
A lot of things.
Yeah, scheme wise.
When we come back, Rick Hayman's song of the day next on Early Break in the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.